For some, this war has presented opportunities they might never get again. For two best friends named Marshall, a law in their honor was everything they could have ever dreamed.
Did you hear?
Well,
they've declared martial law. We can do whatever we want.
Really?
Yeah.
My God.
Finally, the two marshals are going to get their way.
I'm going to open the zoo. Let the animals out.
Hey.
Leave guns for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
No.
Yeah.
Which animal would you want to give a gun to? Count
giraffe.
Of three. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Count of three? One, two, three,
giraffe.
Penguin. Okay.
Explain your reasoning.
Well, I was thinking, like, maybe not a gun, but, you know, grenades.
Kamikaze penguins.
Yes, just
yeah.
Slip on through. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, underneath a car.
You know what we could do? We could, because martial law, we could requisition equipment from the skateboarding park, get some ramps in, slide those penguins down, fire them into the town square.
Oh, I was thinking the local school. Like, get rid of the education system.
I was
going to
say,
you know?
Local school, but I was afraid.
If we had done the count of three, do you think you would have gone with your gut?
Yeah.
Okay.
You make me more confident. That's why...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You make me want to cook better.
Oh.
Because I'm like, whenever I take in the lunches, I'm like, okay, well, let's impress.
I think... That's why we're so good together, is because we're always pushing each other to be greater. But it's also like looking in a mirror, because not only are we both called Marshall, we also look conspicuously alike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to dress in different colors all the time so people can just tell us apart.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I'm telling you that, but it's just a thing.
For one day only, or however long this martial law goes on for, we could dress the same, and then people would be like, I don't know how he's doing it.
You know what we could do?
What?
Marshall Mathers, Eminem. We look like him. We both dye our hair blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like the music video.
Yeah, absolutely. Marshall Mathers,
What's
Eminem.
That? You never seen a white person before?
I don't know him that well.
That's like one of the lyrics from the song.
Oh.
But you knew I was going for Eminem.
Yeah. But who also wants to be like Eminem? Stan... So we're both Eminem, but we both have our stans.
So you do know him well enough.
I know him well enough.
Or have you heard this from Stan, that he's like a big fan?
No. Yeah.
What?
I heard from Stan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, hold on. There's you and me.
Mm-hmm. M and M.
M and M.
Like Marshall and
there
Marshall.
There is the Stan, who in the song, huge fan of Eminem. And I guess he's like Eminem if he didn't get famous, you know?
So you're not talking about Stan...
Well, I was about to say, like, then another layer, we can definitely get Stan in on this.
Sweet. Sweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm
and
on
then
board.
If we just, you know, Stan, he's kind of like your default guy, so I'm sure we could dress him up to look like the mayor.
Oh,
we'll dress him up to look like the mayor.
And we can get everyone else to be like Kim.
Yeah.
Because Eminem hates Kim, so obviously, yeah.
We...
Mockingbird from the zoo. It's perfect.
Yeah. Get the mockingbird to do the voices. Is that what you meant?
I just meant, like, you know, from the song, because there's a mockingbird mentioned.
Yeah.
I obviously know a lot more about Eminem than you do.
And I know a lot more about animals.
No. No. Like, I know a good bit about animals.
I'm not saying that you don't know nothing about animals.
No, but you think you know more?
Well, I mean...
On the count of three, name an animal. One, two, three.
Crocodile.
Well, yeah, crocodile's more... No, what?
Aardvark's going to win.
Not unless the crocodile's a giant ant. And actually, if it was a giant ant, I think the giant ant would beat an aardvark. Throw it over its head.
That's not... You're thinking of the wrong animal, because you're thinking of an anteater. An aardvark would roll
thing?
Into a ball, go down the crocodile's
That's
throat.
An armadillo.
Well...
So I do know more about animals.
Well, you know about the same, which is nothing. Now listen, we both... are wasting time because martial law is in effect and we don't know how long we're going to have this opportunity. We shouldn't squabble. You know, we always go back to this argument, who knows the most about animals? You didn't even ask me where I put a gun in the mouth of the giraffe.
Yeah, I should have done that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
If we lose interest in each other, we lose interest in ourselves, because who are we?
Marshall Mathers. Why didn't you eat my lunch? The one that I brought in for you today.
Why didn't I eat your lunch?
Yeah, the portion I brought in for you.
Because I was so excited about martial law. I got giddy. Oh, butterflies in my stomach. Just one of the animals that might be in my body at any time.
One of the animals that might be in your body?
Yeah. Like normal people, they only know one kind of animal, but I know so many that I've got like termites in my toes. I've got skinks on my shoulders. I know a lot of expressions.
That can't be an animal. I know
a skink.
What the hell is a skink?
A skink it's like a lizard, but not a lizard. You ever heard of the tailless skink?
Maybe you do know more about animals.
I know
than
a thing or two. But listen, this knowledge that we both have, we can both agree we know things about animals and we don't know things about animals. But we put that together with legal impunity and we could assault the town square and 3, 2, 1,
local schools.
Yeah.
Sweet.
You say I look like the mayor? Is this what he looks
yes,
like?
Yes, Dan. You mm-hmm. look very mayoral.
Come on, speak with authority.
You there, stop jaywalking. Don't shoplift.
What do you think a mayor does?
He's like the head policeman.
No.
Oh, like a police commission? Oh, no. That's a police commissioner.
That's a police commissioner. Yeah.
And the first thing was just a beat cop.
Yeah. Well, I think as soon as you become a police officer, no matter how high you promote, you should still do the small things. You know, like me working at this zoo, I might be the manager now, but I still pick up litter when it's there.
You have bigger responsibilities than litter. Is that why all these animals look so tired and haggard?
Everyone has... No, that's... Well, maybe.
Have you been using picking up litter to shirk your responsibility? Because I'm pretty sure... It says crocodile here, but this thing is clearly... I don't know this one. Do you know this one?
It kind of looks like a giant ant.
It is a giant ant. That's not a crocodile.
It's a giant red ant. We got them from Mozambique.
Okay, why is that distinction important?
It's not just a giant ant, it's a giant red ant.
Yeah, but it says crocodile here, is my point.
I know it says crocodile. It was put into the wrong thing and it ate the crocodile.
Oh my god.
Wow.
It's a giant red ant. Of course it was going to...
So a giant ant would definitely beat an aardvark.
Yeah, I think we could agree on that. But this fence is quite... Like, I wouldn't feel worried about it if there's crocodile in here because they're not typically vertical jumpers.
For sure. Once it works out that it could just get out of this, we're in trouble. But
there's a chance
yet.
The giant red ant could work out.
Only if it works it out, yeah.
Well, is that likely?
I mean, it's kind of eating away at the fence over there anyway.
Yeah, so that's fine. But if it realizes it could just jump, as long as it doesn't see anyone else, like, climb over it or jump over it and, like, put that together. They have small brains. They're giant, but their brains are still the size of an ant.
Hmm.
Thank God there aren't 100 of them. That's all I'm saying.
I kind of feel bad for it, in a way.
Sorry, why are you here and why have you asked me to dress like the mayor?
We're scheming.
Scheming again? Oh, good for you too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you heard. Did you hear the news?
No, why?
Martial law.
Is that why people keep coming in here just not paying their tickets?
Yeah, because...
Wait.
Well, as long as the name is Marshall.
That's what I was wondering. Marshall's law? Like you guys' law? Or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Congrats. You just got a law.
Is that not obvious to everyone else?
Well, not obvious to me. Why? This is the first time hearing of it.
And were the people who came in today, they're all called Marshall?
No, they just said martial law and kicked me in the nuts.
Okay, that's...
Not all
we
of
could
them.
Do that, but we won't, because we are your friends.
Yeah, you should get that checked out. They look pretty swollen.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's my groundskeeper shorts. You can... they're not usually flattering, but when you have a lot of kicks to the balls and swelling...
I thought you were, like, strapped up and, you know, you just had a gun maybe in around there.
No, should I get a gun?
No, it's okay. I just fought.
Does the mayor carry a gun?
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. We didn't know that's police commissioner. Let's be safe. Let's get a gun. Just in case. Why not?
Well, don't you have access to guns in the zoo?
I have so many, but most of them are for tranks, but you can put, like, bullets
put
into
them. Yeah.
They have enough torque in them to shoot out most things. So
torque?
I'm not a gunsmith. I'm an animal smith. I don't know what the words are for guns. I just know this one shoots the giant ant.
Caliber?
Whenever.
Firepower.
Yeah.
Although that's maybe too general.
Well, I have a lot of guns. Do you just want guns? I feel like I want to arm myself now. People are going to keep kicking me in the nads. Was this your full plan? You were just going to tell me to, like, watch my back? I appreciate it, guys.
So, we're here to just have a bit of fun.
I love when you two have fun. When you two have fun, who knows what's going to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I love watching it, I love seeing it, I love sometimes getting to be a part of it, but I don't need to be.
Well, I think, you know, we've been running, like, Ludo nights at the community centre for weeks, and no one shows up.
Those
we would
idiots.
Love to cut loose, but for so long we've had to show a bit of restraint, and now it's like, martial law, what martial are we going to do? Release the animals from the zoo.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Why not? I can't get in trouble.
I would maybe keep the giant ant in.
Oh, it won't last.
Yeah,
it'll probably work it out itself, but the longer we have to get away from it, the better. Yeah. It had a crocodile. And it didn't just eat it. Like, it was doing, like, full it was wrestling that thing for 3 hours.
3 hours?
It was playing. Like, it kept making the crocodile get up and thinking it had a chance, and it kept just destroying
that
it. It was drowning it for a while, and I didn't know that was possible.
This is why I give the gun to the giraffe, by the way.
Oh, so it couldn't be drawn?
No, it's in case there's ever an apex predator that is so apex. We need a sniper.
I was going to say we give a sniper rifle.
You get the higher ground.
Yeah. The giraffe always has a higher ground.
Yeah, I can give a giraffe. Would you like to do the honors? Come with me, we'll get a few guns. We'll
up this ladder?
Yeah. We'll just up in the treehouse. So.
You know, there is an alternative as well. It's a bit dark. But you can strap a C4 satchel to the side of the giraffe's head. It'll just swing around, boom, problem solved.
Wow.
Like an explosive wrecking ball.
Yeah. And the giraffe will keep going once its head is blown up.
Yeah, they're like a chicken like that. It'll keep going for another three or four minutes.
Oh, trust me, we know a lot about animals.
We know some things about animals.
Yeah, you do.
That's one of the things we know.
Yeah.
A lot of the time I'm thinking whenever you say the things, I think it's wrong, but then I don't say anything. I'm like, nah, they know what they're talking about. They're the marshals. So,
you know, martial law means that what we say today, and, you know, for however long martial law continues, I'm hoping 10 years.
Hopefully.
Yeah. When has martial law ever been bad?
Hey, I'm just having a great time with you guys. So if this is what martial law is, count me in for the long haul.
Can I just check? It's obvious, like, who we are, like, dressed as, right? Like, it wasn't acknowledged, but I kind of assumed
that was
just
I didn't want to say,
like,
but the blonde hair and stuff, I was like, yeah, Eminem, that's like,
great.
That is bang on.
That is good.
You act like you've never seen a white person before.
Yeah, because you two started circling me a little bit during that conversation, and I was getting dizzy and lost. Yeah. I felt like a crocodile being pounded on by like a giant red ant.
Felt like you had peacocks in your pecs.
That is a great saying.
Thank you.
That is so good, Marshall.
You gophers in your... Oh, shit, no, I don't have it.
Gonads.
Gonads.
That's pretty good too, Marshall. And also my gonads... pretty huge right now because of the swelling. Yeah. You could assume that it's a big gopher down there.
Yeah.
Not in a good way. In a bad way.
Big gopher down there, or are you just grievously injured?
Yeah, I'm grievously injured. Want to get those C4s and the rifles and stuff? We do have C4 here, too.
You have C4 here?
It's in case things get really, really bad.
Ah, silverbacks.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But honestly, now I'm thinking that giant red ant could save me from a silverback. I'd love to see that fight, though. But
have you tried bonding with it?
No, I've tried beating it.
You've tried beating it?
No, beating it. Like, I ain't trying to show I'm the alpha, because I figured if it thinks I'm one of it, it might start hive-minding, you know? Like ants do.
Is it hive-minding currently?
No, it's on its own. That's why I'm glad it's on its own.
How do hive-minds work?
I guess you need a group to begin with, right?
Yeah, we need a workout. If we had a scientist here, they could probably, like, start shooting the correct electrical signals that a giant red ant sends out to its brethren, and if we get the right neurons and things firing, we could actually control this giant red ant.
Electrical signals?
Yeah, that's how the ants...
Surely it's like pheromones or something.
That's what I would assume.
Yeah.
And we know a thing or two about animals.
Oh, well, okay, fine. Yeah.
We met on a zoology course.
I haven't had a chance to research the giant red ant yet. It still says crocodile. I haven't printed out its fact page. Okay, fine.
You need a bit of time. That's okay.
Yeah. So we're saying... should we get another person in on this and we'll try and control the massive ant?
Well, you know, sometimes we feel like we have a hive mind. Ever since we dyed our hair blonde, I don't know about you, but I keep thinking about all the delicious meals you've been cooking.
Oh.
And also the shame that you hold.
Yeah.
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 You all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, of course... with all these police and trained soldiers and untrained civilians out on the front lines, you might be asking, who is in charge of looking after the criminals that are stopped. And the answer are some overworked prison guards.
Hey, do you mind if I borrow one of your weapons today? I forgot. I thought there was a gun in my locker. I've got here from my shift.
You keep your gun in your locker?
Yeah. Yeah, oh god. No, I don't bring my weapon outside of the prison.
You leave it overnight in the prison where anyone could just get it?
Well, yeah, because I don't feel comfortable having that in my house.
And now you're saying it's not there?
Look, maybe I just absentmindedly walked out with it still on my belt.
Okay, so it might not be...
It might be in my wash machine.
Okay, good.
Hey, sorry. I'm going to need to borrow a spare uniform and key today.
Oh, I can loan you one.
Oh, really? Great.
I have spares, yeah. Can I trade you for a gun?
Wait, sorry. Well,
a baton.
It's not an issued gun, but I've got guns.
Okay, there's a few points here. You have spare uniforms and keys? Why do you have spare keys? I'll get to you in a minute, Jimmy.
Oh, I made a copy because I sometimes misplace my keys.
Where?
Now, the uniform isn't regulation. I just sew the right patches onto some PJs for the days when I want to come in and feel cozy.
Could you describe the PJs?
I mean, I could just wear them and you could see.
They're a dark green.
Oh, okay, that's good. I was worried they were going to be black and white striped.
No, I mean, they do have Power Rangers on them.
Okay, Jimmy?
Yeah?
You've lost your keys.
I've got spares, but they're at home.
It's not the first time that he's borrowed my spare uniform.
Sometimes
he wants to be cozy. Sometimes I want to be cozy. But yeah. We can't both be cozy at once.
Yes, you can.
We can't both be cozy
at
once.
One of us will nap if we're too cozy. And if we're both too cozy, we'll both nap. And that's a security risk.
So both of you know that you have misplaced or lost keys. Some of you have misplaced guns.
I haven't lost my keys.
Jimmy has.
Usually I have spares, but I've lost them too.
And you say, Clarence, that you have spare keys because you constantly misplace them.
No, I haven't misplaced them yet. So I have two sets, but between us, we should both have a set issued. So at the moment, we both have made duplicates. Jimmy's lost both of his. I have a spare for exactly this occasion. So then between us, we have a set of keys each.
It's a perfect system.
Checkmate.
No, it's not.
How has it failed?
Frederick got shot. I thought someone just made a mistake. And I said, hey, why did you shoot Frederick? He was like, oh, didn't mean to, but I gotta go to the shop now anyway. So do you want anything? And I was like, no, I don't need anything. And he left and never came back.
Yeah, that's Dan.
Yeah, that sounds like Dan.
Dan asked to borrow the uniform.
Dan's a prisoner!
He's my size.
Look, Dan didn't have my gun, so my hands are clean.
I'll be honest, I'll own up to it. I asked him to go to shops for me. I was on duty. I couldn't leave. And you know what? I was out of hot chocolate powder, and it was my day in the PJs.
He did ask to borrow my keys.
He shouldn't have done that. He had my keys.
That's good, because I didn't give them to him, and he was like, oh, okay, I don't need them.
You don't give your keys to anyone who asks.
No, I don't.
I need spare keys.
What?
I need a spare key today.
I'm not giving you my keys.
Clarence?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
This is teamwork.
Yeah.
This is why we run such a good prison. But you better
not lose these as well.
I might lose them.
No, you can't.
I'll try my best.
Listen, if you lose them, I can't keep forking out money and making spares, so you're going to have to pay for the next copy.
That's more than fair. How much do I owe you for the patches?
I know I'll get those back.
Okay.
Because I know you won't dry clean them.
You have to dry clean them.
They need to be dry cleaned.
That's a...
They have to be dry cleaned.
Didn't know that, sorry.
Have you already machine washed?
What needs to be dry cleaned?
I haven't washed them yet.
The pajamas?
My PJs.
The patches, okay.
Yeah.
My PJs with the patches on.
Why do either of you ever wear PJs at work?
Cozy.
You're supposed to be alert and vigilant at all times.
That's why both of us don't wear them at the same
time.
They're
mostly not doing anything.
You're both supposed to be alert and vigilant. Neither of you are supposed to sleep or lose things or ask prisoners to go to the shop for you.
So it's just meant to go ourselves.
Yeah,
no!
We only get a 30-minute break. How are we expected to go to the shop and get back in 30 minutes?
You're not supposed to go to the shop. You're supposed to bring things with you. There's a canteen.
We have lives outside of this.
We all have lives outside of this.
I don't have time to make food.
You don't have to make food. There's a canteen. You can go down and get food from the canteen.
They gave me something. I said, is there egg in this? And they said, no, there's no egg in this. And then it turned out it was a quiche. So I can't trust them anymore.
Trust has been broken. You know who I do trust? The prisoners.
Yo, I'm right here.
No, no, I trust you.
Are
I
you a prisoner?
Sorry.
No. I just wanted to be this. First of that list.
I'm confused now because Dan shot someone. Frederick's in a coma.
Oh.
Well, he's alive.
That's up for debate with the Christians, to be honest.
Really?
Yes.
Is that a point of debate?
Some of the born-again Christians, well, they pick and choose what they want to born again.
Listen.
Their philosophies, and some of them are like, ah, he's
well,
not.
Well, if they consider him dead, he comes out of the coma. Is that a Jesus situation?
There's been rumblings of a Jesus situation. So
Frederick's not up to be Jesus.
If I had a spare Frederick's brain, I'd give it to him in a heartbeat. But I didn't make a copy, so I wish him the best.
But in the future, we'll have spare brains.
Don't 3D print Frederick's brain.
No.
Don't have a 3D printer, don't have a scan of his brain.
I'd genetically clone it.
Yeah, I'm like one of these mice on the back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Frederick wakes up, we're going to have a riot on our hands.
From Frederick?
Yeah.
No, from the prisoners
from
who think
the
he's
guards?
A Jesus. The prisoners might think he's a Jesus again.
Again.
We can't have another born-again riot. It's very peaceful, but it's very annoying.
Here's your problem. You don't trust the prisoners.
No. They're in prison for crimes this, against
the
state.
It's a two-way relationship.
It's just a location.
Has Dan returned?
Not yet. Stipulation on yet.
I mean, he's probably tried to phone me, but he has my phone. So, you know, does he have your number?
Do you have my number?
I don't know. Should I have saved it last time?
Yes, you should have. Remember the riot that we couldn't stop because you didn't know who to call?
It was an unknown number. I just blocked it. I get so many spam calls.
Aren't spam calls. That's us asking you to come to work.
Is it you asking if I need double glazing?
Okay, no, that's not me.
Well, then I get a lot of spam. You don't know all the calls I get.
Is there a spare gun I can borrow
for a
6-hour shift?
Sorry, I've got a number of spare guns. They're not work guns, but you can borrow them.
No.
Perfect.
Not perfect.
What's the problem here?
I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
I would rather you'd not.
I've got a... Yeah, do you want to borrow my shotgun, or...
Is that the one I had last time?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. The sawed-off one.
Yeah. It wasn't the most comfortable whenever I had to drop it, but it's... You know what we'll do. You're taking the PJs?
I would rather you didn't have the shotgun.
I've also got a sniper rifle.
Do you have a silencer?
Yeah, of course I've got a silencer.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Are you taking the PJs?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay.
You're not taking the PJs today, right?
No, unless you want the PJs?
No, I do not want the PJs. Somebody has to stay alert.
Yes, that's why we take turns.
Do you think Frederick would appreciate the PJs?
I think he would love the PJs. We should visit him. What are you doing at lunchtime?
No.
Yeah, we can go.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because we're one guard down and one prisoner short.
It evens out.
Hey. This is a beautiful giraffe.
Ah, this is nice.
Can you pass me the duct tape, Marshall? Can we just wrap that around there? Very easy, easy.
And you want the, I don't know what you call these things. The thing that explodes it.
Like a detonator?
The detonator. Do you want one of them?
Whoa. You're telling me this sniper rifle will explode?
All the guns, in case the animals work out how to use them, can also explode.
You spend a lot of money on military equipment.
It's protection. You know, we have to be ready. It's a deterrent. If the animals know we have exploding guns, they probably won't try and use them.
Can animals know that, except for the intelligent giant red ant?
It's something I don't want to test out, you know?
I think you've got an Oppenheimer situation here. I don't think the giant red ant should be here. I think it's too dangerous to be in a zoo. I think it's too dangerous to be
in a secure
underground facility, to be honest.
I didn't know. I didn't research it, okay? They
Who
said
ordered this animal?
Someone was like, my friend has a delivery coming in from Mozambique. And he doesn't know what to do with it. And he was like, it's a giant red ant. And I was like, well, how giant can it be? Oh, it was giant enough to eat as crocodile. I don't think you guys... You are well aware and...
We know how big a crocodile is.
Yeah.
Like, yay, big.
Yeah. Admittedly, it was smaller than that. But it could carry it.
Yeah.
Carried it around like a little girl with a backpack going to school.
Okay.
It was... traumatizing.
Yeah.
There's a crocodile still in there that's just hiding for its life.
No. Oh, there's another one in there?
There's another crocodile. Yeah, it's me. It's still in there hiding for its life. It only pops up to breathe every, like, 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, here's the detonator for the sniper rifle.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, the giraffe is cool.
The giraffe looks cool as hell.
Yeah, I like the you chose the one with a bayonet on it so it can knife people too if it gets low enough.
Yeah.
Do a charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was it you were wanting to do with the penguins, you said?
Oh, just drop a couple grenades to them.
Perfect. We have some you know what? We have plenty of grenades.
You got any penguins?
No.
Oh, come on. What have you got that's like a penguin? He's crestfallen.
No, okay, there are penguins, but they're not in the zoo.
They're not in the zoo?
They're not in the zoo. Someone released them earlier. They kicked me in the nads and they released all the penguins. I didn't know why. I said, that's a crime. They said, no, it wasn't. I can do whatever I want.
Martial law.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, under martial law, I want you to get them back.
Requisition all the penguins?
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't have got far. They're not fast.
Well, this zoo is on top of a hill, so...
Yeah, they could have just slid right down and flew off.
Yeah, they could be down by the pier by now.
Let's hope they slid, because if one of them started rolling, that is a long, long way down to roll. That would be brutal.
Yeah. I'm not really excited about the skulls thing anymore.
No.
It feels like there was a level of whimsy whenever we were talking about propelling penguins. But this giraffe is so bony and sickly, and this zoo is giving me a really bad vibe.
And if with the rifle, it would just be like one at a time, whereas mass destruction...
I do have an idea.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, it's not a penguin, but there are 4 armadillos here that we could strap some bombs to, and they could roll in like little Star Wars droids.
Oh, like a droidica.
Yeah, like a droidica, which is, I don't know, that might be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't...
Or you could strap guns to them. They don't have to blow up,
I
suppose.
No, I like the... What do you want to do? It's your birthday.
Yeah, I'll go with the armadillo.
Okay. Armadillo, yeah.
This day might be okay.
Yeah.
This day might be
I think
be
I might
all
have
right.
saved it.
I'm not even going to, like, say that you're checking them out for the day on the book. You could just do what you want.
Checking them out like a library.
Yeah, people can check out the animals.
Oh.
Did you not know that? It's the biggest feature of this zoo, check out an animal.
So, do you get a lot of late returns?
No, everyone's very punctual about it. Most of the time they're like, this was so much more work than I ever expected. This cheetah killed my father. You know, things like that. Just classic.
Yeah.
We're not liable.
You're not liable?
We're not liable. We say, if you're taking a cheetah, you have to know the responsibilities.
Sign a waiver.
Sign a waiver. But again, a lot of the time, they're at the cheetah stands and things like that.
The cheetah stand? Like you could...
Like a band stand.
Yeah.
There's a nice... You can have a nice little look at a cheetah you want. But the page is wrong because... I'm not doing great, so it like shows like maybe a silverback gorilla. So they learn the wrong facts. They get the wrong foods, and then it eats their father.
Yeah.
Being
you're
there
like, I want to take out this meerkat.
Yeah.
For my 6-year-old's birthday party. Bad news, it's a lion.
Yeah.
And it tears through the place.
Not all the time, actually. Some of the lions very, very tame, and they really like children. So
yeah.
There was one birthday party I was terrified for, but it was apparently one of the best the town's ever seen. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, I thought we could only do this because it was martial law, but it turns out you can just do this any day of the week.
You can take as many as you want now because of martial law.
There's
a strict 2-animal limit per person.
What was that, Marshall?
No, we don't have to return them. And we can give them weapons.
Yes, there's a lot more amenities, I suppose, now.
What's the normal limit on withdrawing animals?
2 per person.
2 per person?
Doesn't matter size or stature. You're one person. You can have 2 animals. You're allowed a full family. Like, if you're taking 6 meerkats, you're allowed that because they were all mother, father, son, daughter. You know.
Could I take a troop of baboons?
You couldn't normally, but now you can.
Oh, my God. I don't want a troop of baboons.
Yeah. Well, I mean, baboons are weird because if they have just one alpha, then that's kind of like one family. So, you know, the lexicon gets confusing, but we try and treat it like...
Kind of makes you wonder, where does, you know, one organism begin and one organism end? Like, if we look at this giraffe, I look at it and I think, maybe this is actually its natural form.
Yeah.
Giraffe and sniper together at last.
If someone tried to take us out, would it be like a Marshal of Mathers or...
I like that.
Yeah. Would we come as a set?
Yeah. But if you strike down one marshal, 2 more appear in its place. That's because we'll let you in on the whole thing. We're basically doing like a flash mob of Marshal Mathers.
Oh, fun!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
We're going to sing Lose Yourself at midnight.
Yeah, with flashbangs.
That's cool.
Yeah, wielded by
Three, two, one. Dingoes. Bat. We haven't decided yet. Uh-huh. But, I mean, that would land in air.
Oh, you could do both. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. And in the water, three, two, one. Sea fish. Lions.
Mm.
But what are the sea lions going to eat?
The fish.
Fish. And what do the fish have eaten? Dynamite.
Well, we have all of this in stock in the storerooms. This is perfect. Are you going to climb up the giraffe to shoot the sniper?
Oh.
Or are you just going to hope its tongue hits the trigger?
She knows what she's doing.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
I was just wondering. And if she doesn't, you can always blow it up.
That's true. But I feel like we've made a friend in this giraffe. I'm actually... Do you mind if I use some hydrogen peroxide on the crown of its head?
Hey, we never get to use it. You go for it.
Yeah. Giraffe M&M.
Oh, nice.
Do not lose your chance to blow.
I don't
know that song.
That would be good to be going through its head when it's taking a shot.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be very stressed.
Well, enjoy your day. I'll be here if you need me. Oh, wait, I don't have to stay here. Martial law.
You're the mayor. So,
stop jaywalking.
No!
Good time.
No, we've been over this. You're not a beat cop. You're not a police officer. You're the mayor.
I want to enact martial law. Does that sound like the mayor?
That does actually sound like
the mayor. Martial law continues until I say no.
Okay.
Great. You stop what you're doing and listen to the marshals. There's a flash mob here. Dye your hair.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we need any more. I think the giraffe is...
Okay, yeah. I won't. Yeah, the power went to my head. I was just imagining what I'm going
to
do.
No. The power should go to your head.
Well, don't get too ahead of yourself.
Yeah, that too.
No. I know that you're the real ones in charge here. I might be the mayor, but you're the puppet masters.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it's gone. The giant red ant is gone.
Okay, I have to make a few calls.
The crocodile looks happy, though.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, it's got it.
Oh.
And what's it got in its mouth?
What does it have in its mouth?
I didn't see. That's why I asked.
Oh. Well, as long as it's not any detonator. It doesn't need detonators. Oh.
I see a cloud of smoke. Yeah, it was.
Oh, no.
It was a landmine, probably.
Ah.
More than one reason it was staying still.
Oh, no. Well, that's going to be a problem for the rest of the town.
Yeah, it's not your issue now.
Yeah. I'll try and see if I can find a scientist to work out how I can control that ant before it's too late. It's not my responsibility.
An entomologist.
That's a good idea.
You'd save some time.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a few calls.
Happy 30th.
Thanks, Marshall.